Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On today's big show, strip club talk plus llamas and surgery. It's on the way in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Hey there, how you doing tonight? The restroom's the best room. I sit here right next to you waiting. I can tell that you are lonely. I can be your one and only. I've got a plan as we sit on the can. You can't tell me. On my loafer if you want me. Twice on the pipes means the answer is no.
I love you.
Oh, my sweet thing says we're gonna share a stall today. Twice on the pipes means no go Idaho. Just one tap, what's that supposed to mean? I'm starting to wonder. I wave at you under the wall. Don't you know that you've impressed me? Wait a minute, don't arrest me. We can't be lovers cause you're undercover. I'm busted. On my wingtip if you want me. Twice on the pipes means the answer is no.
I love you.
I got a wide stance, but I'm telling you that I'm not gay. You flashed your badge. Maybe it's time to eat crow.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and there's Willie Griswold.
What's up, man?
What's up, indeed? Where were we? Talking about Josh's visit to the strip club, a legendary story. And,
yeah, I mean, I do have some shame about it, but...
No, you shouldn't.
You know, what are you going to do? It's.
I went to a strip club for my bachelorette party. When we got there, we saw a girl we went to high school with.
Oh. Huh?
Dancing?
And, yeah. And then on the male stage, we saw her stepbrother.
Is that right? Yeah,
they ride together.
Yeah.
That's not real.
It's 100%
real. That was
100% real, man.
That was an amazing, that's an amazing story.
Yeah.
Well, we've all helped our friends get a job, right?
Yeah.
Give somebody a reference.
What the heck?
Yeah.
If you go to a strip club, well, it's been a good 15 years since I've been to one, in all honesty. But when I stopped going, it was 50-50 men, women in the crowd.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of married friends whose wives want to go.
Yeah.
And they enjoy it just as much as their husbands.
And it's one of those industry things, too, where like bartenders get off work and that's the bar that's open.
And they hang out. Yeah.
I have never been to a busier strip club. Then the weekend there was a PGA event in Louisville. Oh my gosh.
Is that right?
You haven't seen so many Titleist hats in your life. You're crazy.
Holy heck. I can't remember the last time I was in a strip club.
Yeah, me neither.
Was there a time where you enjoyed going?
There was a strip club called Big Al's in Peoria.
Yeah. Legendary. And, right next to the jukebox.
There was a comedy club. It's kind of an event. We'd go there and host shows. The last one was a theater. They got to go to Big Al's. And I did. And it ended. I was backstage with the girls. And they were in their dressing room. And they're talking about stuff that they could care less about.
It's like being in a locker room.
It's exactly like being in a locker room.
Can you sign these for me, Mr. McGee?
Absolutely.
And then the next morning when we had to leave to come back to Indianapolis, he comes out to the car and all the comedians were leaving. Yeah. He's covered in glitter.
I'm covered
just
in glitter.
Covered in glitter.
It was an amazing evening.
What'd you do last night?
I got covered in glitter.
Yeah. Hilarious.
I started getting bored because they were fun for a while. Yeah. They were really fun. Just seeing my buddies. I always loved watching my friends in those. Like, all of a sudden, right. I would look up and be like, well, looks like one of the girls talked Mark into a private dance.
Oh. And you lose
We went to a bachelor party, and we just lost a guy. And it was dinner, and people were like, hey, where's Chad? And we finally called him up, and he was still at the strip club.
So funny.
You know who I can't see going to a strip club ever is Greg Warren.
No, I don't think he would.
No.
Now, I'm not saying he hasn't.
Right.
Because one of the best strip clubs I've ever been to, he went to school, he went to college where that was.
Oh.
So he must. I'll have to ask him if he ever went there. Yeah. But he,
He's such a gentleman.
I know. He would just be like.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry, but my friends are here.
Do you guys remember the lingerie lunch had the 90s in a chokehold, dude? Like, it was. Yeah. Yeah. Every radio place was broadcasting from a lingerie lunch.
I would host them.
That's crazy.
Lingerie lunch. Here's Busty Bell.
I was just tucked away in the manager's office somewhere. Just walking around 10 years old.
Yeah.
Hey, we're doing a radio promo at the lingerie lunch.
Same,
I'm sneaking my head out there just having my life changed.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the, I know, evidently the word lingerie is magical because that was in the title, it was okay for the girls to walk around naked pretty. I mean, they were the sheerest clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, why even bother? Just walking on the bar.
Well, and that was the weird thing. I worked at the brokerage firm then, and the older gentlemen would go over to it, and then they would come back with bags of lingerie that they had bought, like, raffled.
They got a commission.
They would buy the lingerie off the ladies, and then they would give it here. I can't take this home to my wife. Here, you got a girlfriend. Give it to her. And so I would always get a bunch of free lingerie from all the old dudes
who
went to lingerie lunch.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. Oh. But that's what they were doing. They would walk around, and you would bid to buy the lingerie off of them.
Yeah, that the girls were wearing. Yeah.
Godwin, were you ever a strip club guy?
I don't see that.
No, and the last time that I was in a strip club, I could shoehorn a song in here. I could tell you the story.
Sure,
It's the pothole story. This is a true story.
I would love to hear a song about a strip club from the one, the only Pat Godwin.
Driving home late from Detroit. It's dark and orange cones. Lost in a strange part of town. No place to break down alone. Oh no, I hit a pothole on neglected avenue. Then I bust a tire. I hit a pothole on neglected avenue. Situation's dire. Waiting for help at a strip club on a Motown amateur night. I sipped a $10 Pepsi. Lap dance cost 45. Good God, I hit a pothole on neglected avenue. Now I'm hanging with the strippers. I hit a pothole on neglected avenue. She's rubbing on my zipper. I'm done. I'm done.
Neglected avenue.
Did you sit at the bar?
With my back to everybody. I was so freaked out. It was called the Flight Club. It was a real fancy one in outside of Detroit.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Willie, you were saying that you were always in the kitchen in the back or in the manager's office. Weird, weird story, but that's how I met Christy Lee when I was a kid, is my mom was a bar DJ. And when she didn't have a sitter, we would go to work with her and sit in the kitchen. And just so happened, my mom worked for Christy and her husband, who owned that bar at the time. So I met Christy when I was like 7.
Hanging out at a bar.
Yeah, hanging out at a bar. Yeah. So.
And when you have living your best life, eating dinner.
Oh, I loved it. We had French fries and baskets every night. Shirley Temples, like, everybody took care of us. We just had coloring books and sitting on milk crates.
Oh, yeah.
It was wonderful. Yeah. I had no idea. Like, this is not what you should be doing.
I remember one time I was in the green room before I went to school, and then Tim Wilson was on air that day, and Dean walked in like, hey, Tim, time to come on air. And he goes, give me a minute. I'm teaching Willie about Bobby Whitlock. and that was that. Tim waited like 5 more minutes before he went on air.
Yeah, that's Tim, all right.
Getting some weird babysitters. I was lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
What else you got over there in news, Jess?
What do I have in news? Let's look. Okay. Police in the UK are praising a herd of llamas for detaining a suspected thief until officers could arrive.
Love it.
The llamas held the perpetrator?
They did. The man had allegedly mugged a woman before jumping the fence onto a farm. However, his escape route was cut off by 8 llamas who chased him and surrounded him.
No way!
Yeah.
What?
Owners Heidi Price and Graham Oliver were alerted to the intruder by the llamas' cries. Mr. Oliver found terrified. he was circled by the animals and before police arrived at the scene, and then they finally arrested him on suspicion of theft.
Do you think in some way the llamas knew?
They would have, right? They'd have to.
Well, I mean, he jumped the fence onto their property, so I don't know. I wonder if, are they herding animals, I guess?
Oh, no. I was looking for this. This is a llama, what sound a llama makes when it screams, I guess.
That's terrifying.
Amazing.
Now that one, that's probably closer to.
Yeah, I guess any animal will protect their area, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, Chrissy wants a pet llama. Is that right? Or
alpaca.
Alpaca. What's the difference?
That's the difference.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, a couple feet, I think.
Yeah, one's smaller.
One's taller and...
One's religious, one's not. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Well, the llama, the Dalai Lama.
Do you want to hear the first joke I ever wrote that I did at open mic? That is...
Would I?
I'm warning you, it's horrible.
Okay.
So I was doing... some reading about bin Laden.
Is this part of the setup?
Yeah. Trying to figure out why he's such a jerk, why you hate it. Come to find out that guy, and I'm not making this up, 47 wives.
Yeah.
Wow.
That'll ruin any man.
Oh,
but
yeah.
For each wife that she would bear him a son, he would buy her 5 llama.
Oh.
Okay.
For each daughter she bore him, he would buy her 1 llama. I was like, oh, well, that explains it. That guy had to deal with a whole lot of Osama baby mama llama drama.
It's a fun joke. I love it.
You're getting a standing ovation from Chick. And
undeserved.
Even ace clap.
Awesome. Oh.
Now, that's wonderful.
How would it do?
Okay.
Yes.
Jeff, if you did that now.
It was forced. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
but it's,
that's not true.
Dude, if you did that, you wouldn't be so nervous before shows. That's a killer.
Look, you got wedding right now, just tell you.
Wait a second. None of that's true?
The 47 wives is true.
But the part about gifting the llamas, not
no,
true at all.
I just want to say Osama baby mama llama drama.
When you think of
backwards.
That is, when you think of baby llama drama, you got to find that out. You got to figure that out. You got to work backwards.
That has to be your opener every night. That's
that could be in your failed dimension, hunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you guys know, or turns out, Osama?
I could do that. Nice.
People are going to start yelling that at shows.
Osama, baby, mama, llama.
What's the punchline again?
Osama, baby, mama, llama drama.
That's a tough one.
It looks like you're seizing.
I love all of them. It does look like
your mouth
seizing.
Is something goofy during that.
You have no reason to be ashamed of that joke.
No, it's wonderful.
You did good. A man in Argentina who was supposed to have gallbladder surgery was shocked to find that the doctors had given him a vasectomy instead. Jam Press reports that Mr. Jorge Bass went in for gallbladder procedure and was taken into surgery without being properly checked in by hospital staff. After waking up, he was told he had accidentally been sterilized.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
His lawyer, Diego Larry...
Hey! Wait a minute. Diego Larry?
That's what it says.
That's funny. That's very funny.
Said the mix-up occurred because the hospital tends to perform gallbladder operations on Tuesdays vasectomies on Wednesdays.
Stupid me! Gallbladder operations are Wednesday!
Doctors reportedly told him the procedure was not likely to be reversible.
Wow.
Due to Mr. Bass's age. Devastated by the news, the 41-year-old, who has 3 grown sons, told local media that he had always wanted a little girl.
Okay, but at least he's already had some kids or whatever. But oh, boy.
Wow.
Whoops.
He has to get some money, right?
Mm, imagine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Diego Larry.
Gallbladder. But now he's got to go in and have gallbladder surgery.
Oh, yeah, he still has to do that.
Yeah, when you go back, you have to make sure 1,000 times this time. It's gallbladder surgery, guys, by the way.
But they mark, I don't know if this was in the States, but here in the States, they mark you like what they're going to do. They mark you up before you're even in the surgery center. Yeah. Whatever you're having done.
Am I the only one that had his gallbladder out?
Oh, I still have mine, yeah.
Yeah, I still have mine.
Oh, yeah, I had mine out. It was all mushy, and it was just horribly.
Wow.
It looked like an inside-out vagina is what
they
it looked
showed
like.
It to you?
It was a mess. It was just awful.
They showed it to you?
Yeah. And the middle of it looked like lentils, stones and stuff in there. It was just disgusting.
Yeah, that's
unfortunate.
It really paints a picture,
You do paint a picture.
The last time I went in for surgery, they did the Versed, the Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And I was awake enough. You can hear them talking in the background and all that. And somebody said, hey, she works for the Bob and Tom Show. And the other guy was like, no kidding, what does she do? And I go, I book guests. And somebody goes, give her more medicine.
Oh, yeah, she's not out yet.
She's not, no way.
Yeah, so. Wow. All right, what else do we have in the news? A katana is a traditional Japanese sword.
Yes, it is.
I have one.
You do?
Yeah, I'm kind
of a sword guy.
Yeah, I'm kind of a sword guy. I didn't realize I was. I was in here one morning and I talked about how I have a couple swords. And
well,
you were just like, are you? And
I
was like, no, I'm not a sword guy. And you're like, you have a couple. And I was like, oh gosh, who have I become?
Hold on. Are they like in the corner of your apartment or hung on the wall?
No, it's for protection. It's in my bedroom. It's near my bed.
Is it really?
Yeah. I don't know. Me and a friend, it was right when I moved to Chicago. We did this thing. We were staying up all night and we were watching one of those like infomercials and they were selling a knife set and every half hour get cheaper and they'd throw in something else.
I get it.
And finally it was 2:30 in the morning and it was $60 for kitchen knives, like 50 tactical knives and one katana. So it was a good deal. We couldn't pass the deal out. So yeah, I have a katana in my bedroom.
Wait, in case the Foot Clan attack?
I have no clue. I mean, it was like, we just smoked a blunt on the beach. It was very picturesque. And then we went back to the hotel and they were like, we got to get this katana deal. And so yeah, I've got a sword.
All right.
You did it on vacation too? You bought it while you were on vacation?
I was moving to Chicago. It was like my first weekend there.
Is it real sharp?
Oh yeah, it's plenty sharp.
Do you just have one?
I have the one. I had another, but I'm not sure where it is. And then I have a series of knives that are in my friend Shelby's storage space. There are a bunch of tactical knives. They're all 4 inches, and I'm pretty sure they're illegal to have. So thank you, Shelby, for
all the details of this are so Griswold, man.
I'm a psycho.
There's a storage unit.
Do you have one of those knives that's also like brass knuckles in the handle?
I don't, but I kind of want to get one.
Of course you do. You're a knife guy.
Yeah, I'm kind of a knife guy. I like a blade. Don't we like a blade? No one likes a blade anymore.
Why can't I get a switchblade? I guess those are illegal.
You can. My dad eventually got one. He found...
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, your dad would operate outside the law now and then.
Oh, yeah. Well, when
you can you try and find out how he got...
Don't you have a switchblade comb?
I do have a switchblade. Josh got
He has the finest switchblade comb.
And I don't know, in the shuffle of toys over here, I don't know.
Have you guys ever been to a knife show?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What else do they have there?
They also had...
Snakes.
Yeah, like they had like tarantulas.
Did they really? Like snake guy and knife guy are the same guy?
Yeah.
They're pals. I mean,
they cross?
That Venn diagram is...
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Look at that.
And that's got some heft to it.
And it's a metal comb.
Yeah.
It really has some... And there's actual screws in it so you can tighten or loosen the screw. It's very...
It looks like a good beard comb.
It's very... Yeah.
Do you comb your hair?
No, I have a brush... But I'm trying lately to just use my hands because my hair is falling out. And I feel like a brush is just cheating death by going up there.
Whenever life gets you down, keeps you wearing a frown, and the gravy train has left you behind. And when you're all out of hope, down at the end of your rope, and nobody's there to throw you a line. If you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go, come on and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string, 'cause I've got the cure for all of my
blues. All of his blues. I take a look at my enormous penis, and my troubles start to melt away. I take a look at my enormous penis, and the happy times are coming to stay. I gotta sing and I dance when I glance in my pants, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way.
Sing along at home, why don't you?
1, 2, 3. I take a look at my enormous penis.
It's not that hard.
And my troubles start to melt away. Just Bob and Tom.
I take a look at my enormous penis.
And the happy times are coming to stay. Yeah, I got great big amounts in the place where it counts. And the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way.
I'm Bob and Tom now.
Everything is going my way.
Hey, look at these goobers.
Everything is going my way.
Hey, Chihuahua.
Everything is going my way.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.